Hey, girl.
Hey.
Welcome back to Girl Meets Podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the pod.
Welcome back to the pod.
Yes. We're here today. We're thriving. We're awake.
Audrey's nose is shining in the light.
I'm right by my window today. And it's a little bit sunny. It's sunny, which is really nice.
It is. It's sunny here. Wait, we're in the same state.
Oh my gosh, it's 49 degrees right now, guys. Oh, and it's going to be in the 60s today. That is such great news.
What, you just said that? That is what? Such great news.
Great news. I'm excited to take on the day.
The mailman's here.
My room's a disaster. My room's literally a disaster.
Ask me how I'm feeling about being home.
How are you feeling about being home?
I don't like it.
Why?
I'm out of my routine and nothing here is mine. Like, I'm literally using like a food tray as my nightstand and I just don't like it. I want to go back to Allendale.
Yeah, I understand that.
And no one's here either. Because my friend from home, she's out of town. And then my other friend from home, she's leaving to go out of town. So I don't really have anyone here right now. Oh. But it's okay. That's just boring.
Yeah, that's how I am, though, when I'm home, because our, my break never lines up with anybody that I know.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Progress on a plant.
Aww. So
I love my plants, but, one of them is just dead. I need to take it home for my mom to take care of, because I'm not good at taking care of them.
It's okay. You know what? I have noticed in you, as we've grown up, is how much you're like Ella. Like, mannerism-wise, and the way you guys talk, the way you laugh. I was recording the episode from last week.
And Ella's my sister, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's laughing like Ella. I was like, and I've noticed that too when you guys are together and I'm around. I'm like, they're so alike.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I do think, yeah, we do have similar mannerisms. And I think we talk similarly.
Mm-hmm.
But personality-wise and interests, I feel like we're very different.
That's different.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I agree.
It's just funny.
You remind me of Jessica too. Your sis.
That's my sister.
In that, sense. Where, you guys move around similarly. It's weird. I mean mannerism-wise.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant by that. Sorry.
That's funny.
Move around?
I was like, we walk the same?
I don't know. No, that's funny. Think so. I'm kidding. Okay. So, this episode today is a part two of what we did last time. Last time we did our relationship requirements, deal breakers, red flags.
And I have a feeling that we should restart that whole part.
Why?
Because of your Australian accent.
Why?
It just keeps going.
Okay, I'll stop now. I think it's hilarious, though.
Okay,
so last episode, we talked about relationships and relationship red flags, requirements, deal breakers. But then this week, we're going to talk about this is the part two of that, and we're going to talk about the same thing, but with friendships, because that's important too.
Yes. Like,
you don't want to just not have friendship requirements.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about them as much, but like, if your friend's treating you shitty, you shouldn't like take that. You should get out of the friendship if you can, you know.
I agree. We were going to do this last episode and do it just combined, but the relationship ones ended to be super long.
Took so long.
Yeah. We don't have as many for friendships, so this might be a shorter episode, but who knows? We've said that in the past, and it still ends up being a long episode. But yeah, we just want to talk about these because it's important to evaluate what you want in a friend, too, especially in our stage of life. Like, making friends and friendships become really different when you move to college. And I think it's important to highlight that too.
True. It is important. Very much. And I think, like, recently I've just, and I feel like I've talked about this before, but I've been trying much harder to evaluate and reevaluate my friendships. Because, yeah, like, friends are the people that you spend the most time with in college. I feel like, you know, you're not around your family. You're already, like, I don't know, there's already so much going on that is stressful. You're literally in the stage of life where you're between adolescence and adulthood. And not having a good support system with you is not good, you know?
Yeah, for real. I agree.
I'm on something today.
Yeah. I feel like that was something no one really prepared me for when I got to college, is that making friends in college was so different. And especially freshman year, you, if you have like the typical, or not typical, if you have the university life, there are so many things in place that they do to help you make friends. And I feel like I put so much pressure on myself for the first person that I met to be a best friend. And most of the people from freshman year that I talked to, I don't even really talk to anymore. And most of my really close and forever friends I met sophomore year. And I don't really think that class is the hugest way to make friends. I always had a hard time making friends in class because no one talked to you. And like, class was specifically just for school. Like, you go there and then you get out. And that was different from high school. Whereas like, high school, you know most of the people and you want to make a friend because, I don't know, like, I always, like, felt so much pressure in high school and in middle school to have a friend in each class or, like, have someone that I knew. Because if you didn't, you, like, felt uncool or whatever. But in college, you go and you don't know anyone in your class and they don't know anyone either. And I kind of liked that. It was better. But I do miss having close friendships in my classes. Whereas now, I'm more so do because I'm going to be in a cohort and most of my classes now are with all the same people. So I'm enjoying that part of college now where I do get to be in the classes for all of my classes with a lot of the same people. So I'm just like naturally making friends. But if you don't have that situation, it's really hard to make friends in your major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have like, sorry, I woke up with the sorest neck ever. I feel like I have made so many friends here, but it's the type of, like, they're the type of friends where, you know, when I'm walking around campus, I see all these people that I know and am close with, and I'll be like, hey, whatever, go up to them, talk to them for a little bit. But not many of them are people that I have, like, made plans with to spend time with. And maybe I'll get close to someone who I sit next to in a class. But again, I don't end up, like, making plans with them. I don't know why. I don't know why it's harder. It's so weird because we literally live in the same vicinity. And, you know, in high school, maybe you were living 15 minutes away from each other. But I felt more inclined to make an effort in high school than I am right now. I don't know why. I think maybe it's because I'm like, you know, this is my time. I'm really trying to just focus on me and focus on myself. And I've made a good amount of friends that, you know, help me feel comfortable on campus because they're all familiar to me. But then I also have a close-knit group of people that I do spend time with a lot. And I would say that they check off my friendship boxes or whatever. I don't know if you have the same experience, but it's so weird because I just don't spend time with a lot of people that I meet at school.
I feel like I understand your perspective. I think a lot of people go through the same thing. I think I just work differently. I'm a super social person and I love talking to new people. So I'm constantly like asking people to hang out or like really trying to get a even distribution of like hangouts here and there. But there are some people in my life where I hang out with them most of the time. Or just like one of my best friends at school, Jenna, like I'll think about her most of the time and like want to go out with her if it's something like super special or something like that. Or even just the little things like getting coffee. But I try to remind myself of like, you know, there are other friends and like I have classes with Jenna and, you know, I see her most of the days and, you know, she would want me to also spend time with my other friends, just like I would want her to spend time with her other friends, you know? So I try to remind myself of like, oh, you haven't seen that person in a while, reach out. It's not even hanging out because a lot of the times I find that I just don't have time to hang out with everyone during the week. And I'm just super busy. And most of the time, the reason why I hang out with the people that I do during the week is because I have classes with them. Or like clubs and stuff with them. Whereas the people who aren't involved in that way in my life, it's harder for me to find time to go and hang out and also match their schedules. It's like, oh, I'm free during this time and I can hang out during this time, but they're not free during that time. And stuff like that. But I think even just reaching out is super important as well, to me as a friend, but also I find it important for me to reach out to them just because you never want anything to be one-sided. And I constantly overthink, like, if I'm being selfish in relationships or friendships in a way of, like, talking too much about myself or my own problems or, like, oh, I need to check in with them. They always check in with me. Stuff like that. And just trying to make more of an effort to be like, oh, hey, this reminded me of you. Or like, I can't wait to see you then. Or like, I really miss you. Or this song reminded me of you or something. I did that the other day to a friend. It's just like those little things I feel like matter when you can't hang out as much.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just so bad at, like, I feel like I'm just so bad at texting and responding to people on my phone. And I always think about, like, reaching out to people, but then I end up not doing it because it slips my mind. Like, I'm like that. Like, I'll think about Emma all the time. Like, I'm always thinking about Emma, I swear. and I'll be like, oh, I should text her. And then I almost do it, but then, like, oh, I get distracted by something else, and then I don't. Like, it's so crazy how I work like that for some reason. But I should make more of an effort and try a little harder. Especially with, like, friends from home. Friends here, I see daily around campus. And I don't know, like, I try to make plans with them, and I do make plans with some of them. I'm going to a club tomorrow with somebody that I'm getting closer with from work. I'm spending time with someone today studying for a test. It's not really like hanging out, but we're studying together. Yeah. And I don't know, but there are like those few people that I ask to hang out with the most out of everyone, I guess. But I feel like that's okay. I feel like that's how everyone is.
Definitely. It's just like who you gravitate to the most and who you feel most comfortable and safe around, for sure. But I feel like that was one of my goals for 2024, was just to reach out more and be more mindful of what I'm saying to people and how often I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So, and I, like, one of my friends, we, our form of, like, communication every day is sending each other TikToks about specific things. And even just stuff like that, or, like, Instagram DMs, stuff like that is obviously so our generation, but it still is like, oh, you thought of me. That's really sweet. And like, oh, this is a funny TikTok. Like, you're making me laugh. Those kinds of things. And I think just little things like that while you're scrolling and doing your daily scroll for the day. I think little things that it helps. Or I've been like scheduling out time to check all my notifications because I have all my notifications off, and I'll like lay out times or like morning. It's not like a 8:30 in the morning I check my phone. It's like just in the morning time, respond to all your texts that you got. Or I have a really big problem with checking my email. So
me too.
I like, we'll check it out of like an anxiety and just something to do. So I found myself checking my email probably every 5 minutes throughout the day. So I had to put some restraints on that. But it's still important because people could be contacting me or like with school and stuff. So I still make time to check it. So having laid out time frames and then responding, I think it helps your mind, but it also helps you be a good friend.
Yeah. Sorry. Tired. Yes, absolutely.
You want to get into the checklist?
Yeah, I was just going to say, our little list. For me, I said that I like having a friend, and I like all my friends to be able to do this and to be like comfortable enough with me to do this. But like literally tell me to get my head out of my ass if I'm being stupid. I guess like provide a different perspective into a situation, because sometimes I am so delusional and think that I'm making
really
a decision. You know, it's fine. I think that I'm making a decision that's like best for me and that will make me happy, whatever. But a good friend, if they notice this and they're like, she's making a mistake, she's gonna do something really stupid, especially someone who knows me well, having them be like, Audrey, reevaluate, get your head out of your butt, think about this a little bit more thoroughly before you decide to do something. And I have no specific examples, but But, yeah, just having someone there to maybe redirect me a little bit, I feel like that's a good quality in a friend.
For sure.
Because I feel like a bad friend would watch you do something that they know is questionable. A bad friend would say nothing, you know? A bad friend would just let it happen. Mm-hmm. But then also I said, like, if I'm like, I appreciate your input, but I'm still gonna do this. For them to be like, okay, like, I got my two cents in, but ultimately it is your decision. Whatever.
Yeah.
Was that my computer? Did you hear that?
Dang. Yes.
Okay. But yeah, like that kind of thing. Being honest with me about something if they feel like I'm going to crash and burn from something. You know what I mean? But then if I'm like, no, I'm gonna do this anyway.
Yeah.
Which is so like me, by the way.
I was just about to say, I feel like when that happens, just in general in life, not specifically you, but usually your friends are right.
Yeah, definitely. But then, like, you know, I need to learn. I need to be able to learn from my own mistakes. So
yeah,
if it does end up being a mistake, mm-hmm. I can be like, okay, well, you were right. And, like, now I'm hurt.
Uh-huh.
But I've learned from this. Yeah. And hopefully I won't do it again.
Yeah. I feel like those conversations are always, like, I love you so much and I don't want you to get hurt. I don't know if this is the best decision for you, but do what you want. And
right.
I feel like that's a good way to phrase it. I was talking to a friend about stuff like that the other day, and I was just saying, I advise you to not do that. I don't know if that would be the right decision. And like from an outside perspective, this is my view, because sometimes you do need an outside perspective. And I was just like, but if you feel like that's best for you right now in this moment, then do it. I'm not going to stop you. I'm here to support you. 'Cause when you do get hurt, I'll still be here. I'm not going to be like, well, I was right and you should have listened to me. And now you have to pay the consequences. No, it's never like that. Obviously you're going to be there for your friend, especially if you're close.
Jeff.
But it's one of those moments where you have to make decisions based on what you have in the moment. And you can't blame yourself for stuff like that. So the first one that I had kind of ties along with what we were talking about in the beginning. But someone who takes time to text, call, and do little things that make me smile. And I feel that this is specifically for relationships or friendships that are just starting out. Like, I don't expect Audrey to do that all the time for me, because we just have this known, we just know. Like, I don't need Audrey to reach out to me all the time. But in a friend that's new, I feel like I expect it more from them for some reason, and I really like that in them. I think it's a reassurance thing, because it makes me feel that they want to talk to me and want to keep hanging out, and they really like me as a friend and as a person. Whereas with Audrey, I already know that she likes all of that stuff about me and like wants to be a friend. I don't necessarily need the reassurance from her in that sense. So someone who takes time to do that, and it also helps me reciprocate that for them. When they reach out and do that to me, I'm like, oh, love that. Like, I'm going to do that for you too.
Love that.
And I think that I've really found that in friendships at GV. A lot of people that I have in my life do that. And I really enjoy that. Also with like friends from home and long distance friendships, I've also found that a little text helps. Or just like, I'm thinking of you, or here's an old picture from high school. Stuff like that. It's fun.
Yeah, I love communicating with my friends from home by sending them Snapchat flashback memories.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's always fun. It's like, oh my god, look at us 6 years ago today. Which is insane.
I don't get any of those because I don't have my Snapchat from that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which is a good thing for me.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Another thing I said was someone who has similar values to me.
I have that too.
Similar values as me. And I don't know what, like, exact values that would be. I guess mainly how we treat people. I think that that's a huge thing. Similar values in the sense that they view friendship the same way that I do. Totally. Which is, like, someone you can confide in, have a good time with, and just, like, communicate positive and negative parts of your lives with each other and just be there for each other to, you know, tell each other to get your head out of your ass if you need to, or, you know, support them in whatever decisions they are making. Values in the sense that, like, yeah, the way we treat people, I think that's a big thing is, you know, I think at least I treat people with kindness. And I think, you know, I really value when I have friends who are like that too. And I've definitely had friends who don't treat people with kindness. They kind of try to tear others down and, you know, try to make other people in a room laugh by tearing their close friend down. That sounds so specific. But I'm mainly talking about a friend that I had like a long, long time ago. But then like I have some really good friends here who are very much the same in the sense that they'll just do little things that really show me that they care and show me that they're kind people. And they treat me a specific way. They treat others a specific way that I appreciate. You know, it's like, I try to think of it. It's so weird. This is so specific. But you're going to be like, oh my God, Audrey. But okay, imagine this, right? There's a friend. Like, okay, wait. I need to think this through before so say that, like, your friend is driving you, and you have your water bottle in the cup holder. They drop you off. You're getting out of the car. There's a friend who will just hand you, like, take your water bottle and hand it to you for you.
Okay.
And then there's one that just, like, won't.
Okay.
This is so stupid, you guys, but I have seen this happen. This is, like, so weird, and maybe I'm just crazy, but I'm not even joking. The friends that I have found to be very kind are the ones that are going to grab my water bottle and hand it to me and be like, bye, without me being like, hey, can you grab that for me? Like, they'll just grab, like, they'll just, and then there's people that are just, you know, they're not going to do that. That's so weird.
It amazes me how someone wouldn't do that. Like, why do they want the water bottle in their car?
I don't know. It's just little things like that. Like, I don't know why, but when a friend will, like, grab something for me and give it to me, whatever it is, without me asking, if it's, like, closer to them, like, I do that all the time without even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know that they need this, or, like, their keys or something.
Right.
And then they're like, where are my keys? And you're like, here you go.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy, but...
No, I get what you mean. Or, like, okay.
When
they're, like, packing up their stuff in the car, like, getting ready to go back to their place, and you're like, oh, don't forget this, and then you just hand it to them.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that.
Like, you're going out, and, like, you're in your room, and there's something of theirs on the desk, like, you grab it for them, give it to them, say, hey, don't forget this, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so weird. That's such, like, a specific scenario. I don't know why I brought that up.
No, I think that's a good scenario.
I don't know. I would agree. I just notice things like that. It's so weird. But then I notice, like, friends that don't do that. Like,
that's
just...
really, I feel like I've never had a friend who has done that. Like, not given me something. Like, I don't know. Maybe you have just bad people in your life sometimes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely have bad people in my life sometimes. I feel like I'm at a good spot right now, though.
That's good. Because yeah. I don't think I've ever experienced something like that before in that specific scenario. But little things like that, we notice and it makes a difference.
Yeah. It's so specific and weird, but I don't know. That's something I've, like, paid attention to for some reason.
Yeah.
And I notice myself doing it, too. I notice myself just doing that naturally. Like, being conscious enough to know that thing is theirs on my desk. I'm going to grab it for them and give it to them. Or, like, I don't know. It's so weird. Anyway, it's important to me that my friends are kind. To me and to other people. I also really value not gossiping, not talking about other people, unless it pertains to you. But if it's like, oh, guess what I heard about Stephanie or whatever it is, and it's like, blah, 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 and I don't like that. I hate gossip. I couldn't care less about it. If someone came to me and started talking to me about somebody else and, you know, what they heard about somebody else, I just don't value that. I don't think that that should be a part of friendship. Like, I think that that's just, oh, I have nothing else to talk about.
I know.
I have so many things I could say about that. But I just don't appreciate that, because it's like, if you're gossiping to me about random ass people, like, are you gossiping about me to other people? Also, I just feel uncomfortable. Even if I'm not the one talking about it, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to hear these things about this person because it's none of my business. Like, even if I'm not participating in the conversation, but I'm witnessing gossip and I'm hearing it, I'm like, I feel bad having this information now.
Yeah.
So I like having friends who don't like doing that and would be, you know, comfortable just if they don't have anything to talk about, just sitting in silence and sitting in each other's presence instead of talking about other people.
For sure.
I don't know. Like, I think it's very much a middle school thing. Like,
it is. It's definitely been in middle school.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say I've, like, never gossiped before, because I think in middle school I definitely did. If I didn't have, you know, something to talk about, I would get anxious, and then I would just bring up, oh, hey, this is what I heard about Stephanie, blah, blah, blah. Stephanie is just a random-ass girl that I'm making up, but I don't do that anymore, because that is something that I have, like, sworn I was no longer going to do since, like, my freshman year of high school. I kind of told myself, I can't be doing this anymore. It's not, doesn't shine the best light on me, but then also, like, these people should be able to just live their lives, and I don't need to be all up in their business.
For sure. I agree. Unless you, like, have to get stuff out. I think there's a difference between gossiping and, like, ranting and getting things out.
Yeah.
Which I think that you're really just highlighting on the fact of, like, gossiping for no reason and people that you don't know.
Yeah. And, like, if someone does something to me or whatever it is, and it's hurtful and I need to, like, talk about it, like, that's different because that actually has to do with you, you know? Yeah. But I think there's so many situations when people start talking to me about somebody and it literally has nothing to do with them. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm like, crazy. Why are we talking about this? Like, we're in college.
So tagging along with what you said earlier about values, that's also what I had on mind too. I said someone who aligns with my values in life on the same path as me. I think that this mostly just applies for really close best friends. Underneath that, I said it's also good to have friends for different things and then have like your main best friend that you do everything with. But someone who understands your life and you can understand theirs, and you have very similar mindsets and goals, not like super specifically, but you're driven, you are compassionate, you're passionate, just things like that. I feel I really value in life. I can't be around someone who isn't super similar to me, because it doesn't motivate me to be a better person. Most of the time, my friends are the reason why I keep going and keep pushing myself. And, you know, when you are on a similar path, you have someone to relate to. And I really love that in a friend. And I think that it is important to have friends who aren't going through the same exact thing as you, because it adds some like diversity to your life. And it's also okay to have friends that are specific for different things. I feel like I have friends that like I always go to parties with, or friends that are just for coffee, and like friends that are for study dates. And then some of those friends, obviously, like it mixes and stuff, but based on different interests and those kinds of things, it's all different. But then I have, you know, my main best friends who I can bring with to any situation, and they do anything with me. Like Audrey is a really good example of that, of like we do everything together, and no matter what it is, like neither of us care what it is, you know? True. And so you have to have friends like that where it is like Audrey and I. But I also think it's nice to have friends that are specifically for little things, or, you know, you have different routines and with different people. Like, oh, that's my workout buddy, or that's my walking buddy, that's my study buddy. Those are my class friends. And then it's okay to mix and intertwine those two things of, you know, a friend from school who I thought was maybe just going to be a school friend became one of my best friends. And I think that's okay. And it's good that you are on the same page and you have the same values in life in that way. Because yeah, you just relate better and I feel like you get closer to them.
Totally.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that one, girl. Go ahead to the next one.
Okay. I said somebody who is patient with me. I feel like this is very much both ways for like romantic relationships and with friendships and like with any relationships that I have. Just like patience. I feel like I don't know. I just want someone who is like understanding of who I am, and you know, patient in the sense that if I'm having a rough day, you know, not pushing me. You know, if I say I don't want to do this, not being like upset about it. I don't know what else to say about that except just like being patient. I feel that's like good. That's the best word to describe what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I struggle a lot. And I struggle a lot mental health wise. So when someone's expecting a ton out of me, on a day when I just can't give them that, you know, I hope that my friends will be like, hey, that's okay. Like, do what you need to do. I'm not going to push mm-hmm. you. I'm not going to make you do something you're not comfortable with. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I just think that's important. And I think that's, like I said, important in all relationships. I don't know how to elaborate on this one for some reason.
Elaborate, but just someone who can, like, empathize with you and understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And I think that if they open up that safe space for you, you're able to do that for them, too. And it allows for a really good, open friendship and understanding each other. And I think it just all goes to, like, really knowing your friends and knowing how they are. And just empathizing with them in those moments.
Yeah.
And being patient.
Yeah.
Patience is a good word.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very patient with my friends that I've known for a long time. I think I need to get better at being patient with people that I'm just getting to know. And I don't think that's my fault. It's just I don't know them as well as I know my friends at home. Like, patient in the sense that you kind of know what they need in these moments. And I very much know, like, for the most part, what my friends at home need in specific situations. And I'm not as good at that here just because I haven't known them for 7-8 years. Like, I've known my friends at home. But yeah.
For sure.
But yeah.
I put being a good listener on there. I feel like it kind of goes along with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Someone who will listen no matter what and not be, like, sick of it. I'm someone who, like, dwells on a lot of things, and I... Maverick's at the door.
Maverick's at the door?
Yeah.
Aw.
I hold grudges, and I'm really trying to work on that. But, like, we're not even holding... I do hold grudges, but I just dwell on them, and I talk about them. It helps me talk things through when I need to talk about it. And friends who...
He wants to come in.
I feel like someone who listens to me is super important. Someone who will let me rant and let me get things out. The way that I go through things is by talking about them. And I feel like it's just important for me to have a best friend who understands that and who will let me talk about the same situation over and over and over again until I don't anymore. And I've really noticed that in friends. And especially this year and after the breakup, I still talk about it a lot because I'm still going through it. And I appreciate my friends so much for still letting me cry about it and still letting me talk to them about it, because that's the way I cope. And I've realized that my friends are such a huge part of that healing process. And my friends never make me feel bad. My close friends, they never make me feel bad about reaching out about it again. They always reassure me that I can still talk about it. They always listen to my videos, or they always listen to me when I call. So I think someone who's a good listener and doesn't make me feel bad, I think that's the biggest thing. You can be a good listener and, like, give me advice, but if you're making me feel bad about what I'm saying to you or why I'm still talking about it, or why I'm reacting the way that I am, that is, like, an immediate red flag to me. I don't like people like that because I'm such a sharer and I love talking. And I think that's just really important for me and a friend.
Yeah, definitely. I hate it when my friends, like, make me feel bad.
Yeah.
Or feeling a certain way, or are just like, it feels really shitty when you're trying to talk to someone about something and they're not giving you like the attention, first of all, but then also are not empathetic enough to like sit there and continue talking to you about it. I totally feel this, like having a friend who's a good listener is so important. And just like also, even if it's not you talking about something that is really personal to you, just talking in general, having like a friend that's constantly interrupting you, like I hate that.
Oh my gosh, same.
Like that's so hard because then it's like, okay, well, you know, they obviously don't care enough, so I'm not gonna continue talking.
Yeah.
Like that happens to me a lot where I'm just interrupted by my friends, sadly. And
I don't understand. I just like if that's something that we're taught so young. Why is it you don't interrupt people? I don't understand why people interrupt. In the way that you feel hurt by that. Like, sure, interruption is fine sometimes. Or like, wait, like, I have to tell you this or something like that. But in the way that you feel hurt, that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, especially in, like, a big group setting.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And people are talking over each other and stuff. And, like, I do have something that I want to say or whatever. And it's really hard to get it out.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't even try.
No, I don't really either anymore.
Yeah. Like, I just, if there's a chance for me to talk, then I talk, but I have to let go of the, what I want to say. I need to say it. I don't need to say it for real.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's, like, definitely more important if you're one-on-one with somebody, if they're not listening to you, like, that sucks.
Yeah.
That just sucks. Because what else are they listening to, you know? Like, if it's just the two of you guys, if they can't listen to you, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they doing then?
I know. The last one that I have is super simple, but it's just literally someone that fills me up. I think it's all about catching a vibe from someone and the way that you feel about them. There's people in your life who just literally fill you up and you like can't get enough of almost. I have so many friends in my life like that, and I feel so thankful for that, especially because there were moments in life where I didn't have that. Just people that are super fulfilling. And even though it's so simple, there are friends that are, or I don't want to say friends, but people in your life that are very surface level and they're not fulfilling. And it's okay to have those people in your life, but there are other people in your life where you feel this instant connection and you feel immediately fulfilled by being around them. And I know who those people are in my life and I'm so thankful for them. And they really just make time with them such an experience and such a moment and such a good time. And they, like, the best way to describe it for me is when I'm with that person, everything that's wrong in my life just disappears. And those kinds of friends are just the best.
She's talking about me.
Yeah, like all of my friends from home, like my three best friends from home, definitely all do that for me. And then definitely a few people at school too. Just I'm with them and everything that's going on in my head disappears. And sometimes it's like a hard switch because you go with them and like you feel everything's fine and then they leave and you're kind of hit with reality. But it really makes you realize how much that person does for you and how much they fulfill you. And I think that finding friends like that, if you do find that, keep that in your life. That is like the most important thing. And I've really realized that ever since this year and finding friendships. Because last year, I feel like I had so many surface level friends, or just like, I don't want to say that, I don't want to offend anyone, but like friendships that were here and I wish that they would have been like down here, like really deep friendships and meaningful connections. And it's like, you're a great person, I like spending time with you, but I want to be able to get to here. And I wasn't able to get to there with some people, but this year I've really been able to get there. And I have just realized the importance of that. And, you know, these like, these girls are people that I want in my wedding, and I want them to be around my children, like just people that I want in my life forever. And realizing that and noticing that is super important. And that's why you make lists like this, to understand what you want in friends and understand what's meaningful to you in a friendship. So that when that comes to you in life, you can realize that and notice it and keep it.
Yes. Love yeah. that.
That's all I have to say about friendships.
Yeah. And you don't want to have friends that like do the opposite, where they suck the life out of you.
I know. That's so true. Oh my God.
Yeah. So definitely filling up as opposed to
sucking up.
Sucking up.
Fill up my cup. Don't suck up what I got.
Brit's solo cup. Fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Okay. Anyway, my last one is someone who loves me unconditionally, and I love them unconditionally, because I don't think that friendship should have like conditions.
True.
That makes sense. Like, it should be like, you're my sister. Yeah, like, you might piss me off sometimes, whatever, just like a real sister would, but you're never gonna stop loving them. Like, you will always love them.
Yeah.
But that was my last one.
Awesome. I feel like friendships are super important, and it's something that I've really dived deep into this year. And I'm so happy that I did, because I don't think I ever realized the importance of girlfriends and my connections with them until this year. Like, when you hit a rock bottom, the people that are there for you are yourself and the people that are closest to you. And for me, those were my friends, and they just really pulled through. And I really don't know where I would be if I didn't have them. And I just think that friendships are really important. And if I keep talking about it, I'm going to cry, because I already have tears in my eyes.
Oh, Emma.
I just want to really highlight that I love my friends, and that I'm very thankful for the people that I have in my life, because they're so important to me. And I don't think that I'll ever like be blindsided of that ever again.
Yeah.
Because I definitely was.
Yeah. Friends are so, so important. I'm distracted because these guys just parked their truck right outside. But my truck outside the road.
Yeah, wait, what's that song? Like, do you like my truck? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how does that?
What is it? Don't touch my truck.
Oh, that's don't what it is. Touch my truck.
Oh my God. I can't.
Yeah. So yeah, seriously, friends are so important.
Yes.
Just like the friendship that I have with Emma especially is so important to me.
That's all she has to say.
We just get each other on a different level.
We do.
Like, nothing compares to that, in my opinion. She She's seen me at my worst. She's seen me at my best.
Same for me.
Yeah. And I don't know, we've just, like, there have never been conditions in our friendship. Like, we've always just loved each other, no matter what.
Yeah.
And she definitely checks off all my friendship requirement boxes, so.
Yay!
Anyway. That's the end of the episode.
Thank you for listening. Yeah, the episode ended up being very long. I don't think I'll ever say that this will be a short episode ever again, because no episode is ever short with us, I guess. We
talk forever.
I was thinking about it during this episode. We used to do 30-minute episodes when we did this in high school, and I don't know how we did it. Like, how did we do that?
We just, like, jumped right in. We would do, like, highs and lows, word of the week, and then we would jump right in.
But I feel like we jump right in now, too. We just have so much more to say.
No, Well, we talk for, like, 10 minutes at the beginning about random stuff. But then, yeah, I think we do just have a lot to say about everything.
So. We do. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow our podcast. Leave us a rating. Give us some stars, if you will. Follow us on Instagram at Chroma's Podcast _. Follow us on TikTok. Give us a subscribe on YouTube if you want. And thank you guys so much for listening. We love doing this every other week for you. And we're so happy that we have all of you. Thank you so much for listening. Audrey, I'm so happy that I have you. Love you.
So happy I have you. I love you.
Slay. This is amazing. Okay. Bye, guys.
Peace.